This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Good afternoon, good evening, and or good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 1-7-2018, wherever, however you're connecting with us. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com is our website, ThePowerHour.com, and also ThePowerMall.com. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman, and we're coming to you from a real special location. You know the audience, if you've been listening for a while, you have come to know Pastor Nicholas Wright. Well, I am sitting in Pastor Nicholas Wright's chair, in his office, right here in a little bit away from Arlington, Fort Worth area, in Dallas, Texas, and here with the man himself, Pastor Wright. How's it going?
Good to be with you, as always.
It's so good to be with you. This is very exciting to be actually face-to-face with you. This past weekend, that's why I wasn't here at the end of last week, we came down here, my Uncle Kevin and I, and we're visiting the pastor, and we're spending some time with him, and we're doing something special. We'll get into that later, but we're glad to be here with him. Pastor, it's just an absolute pleasure to be here. It's just, I couldn't tell you how much fun we've had this weekend and being here in your church yesterday and everything. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, yesterday I said he's America's pastor. This is America's pastor, ladies and gentlemen, right here. I'm sitting right in front of him. I mean, this is exciting. I mean, this is like, you know, the Michael Jordan of pastors right here. Pastor Nicholas Wright. If you're new, there's very few people out there from a religious bent that are sticking up for America, that are using the Bible, using the scriptures, using the moral fiber, really historically our heritage of this country, to then illuminate people and enlighten them on what's going on. And then trying to return them back to this, tell them who they are. Pastor, why don't you just say a little bit about that, kind of what sparked you, why are you so passionate about this, and why is it important to you?
Well, I'm primarily passionate about it because it's what I find in the scriptures. And from Genesis chapter 1 right on through the book of Revelation, we find God wanting his people to know and understand who he has called them to be and what he's made them. And the fact that he always wanted to live inside of his people. And on this New Testament side of the Bible, he's gotten the opportunity to do that. And anyone who has received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, he's living inside of them. And he's looking to express himself through them. And that's really, he wants to do that with anybody who's a man or a woman. He invites everyone to have that that experience. So I found out years ago that the major message in the New Testament was who we are in Christ. And that he lives inside of us and wants us to be an expression of his. And to me, that just is congruent with what he's called America to be. We are people who are to be free to express the fact that our Creator has made us in his image and in his likeness. So, in a nutshell.
Well, to me, this is the most important message for our country right now. We see, you know, I talk to people all over the country, and they feel perplexed. They feel overwhelmed. They feel, the country changing right before their eyes. They don't know what to do. And to me, it's, well, we got to know where we came from before, if we're going to ever fix this, because we're getting twisted around and sent in a direction that we were never meant to be, to go in.
That's right. Exactly right. So it's, there's always been forces that have been trying to tell man that you're not who God says you are. And, to take that away from them, to take their freedom, to take their divinity from them. And it is the most important thing that we can tell people.
For people who are listening who maybe, you know, they've heard religious things shoved down their throat, or they feel like God has been used to control them or whatever. Some people feel that way, rightly or wrong, whatever. It's valid. People have those feelings. For people who maybe aren't religious or maybe aren't Christian or maybe aren't whatever, how does this message, in your point of view, how would it even be a matter and be important to them at all?
Well, it's important because it's what God called man to be, period. So I don't see anybody excluded from it. When you go back to the Garden of Eden and you look at the way the calling that was on man when he made created Adam and Eve, he said, I've created you in my image and my likeness. And he said, let them have dominion. And when he said, let them have dominion, they were to have dominion over their surroundings. There was a freedom and a liberty that they had, really, to partake of everything they wanted to, except for one thing that there was a restriction on. So there was a freedom and a liberty there. There were to be people who were self-governed based on the principles that were given them to live by. And if you wanted to bring it over into just a general framework, if we just took the very principles that were given to us, we're to have respect for one another. We're not to overreach and be selfish, you know, where our own desires are, to where we go out to take things from other people that don't belong to us. So, you know, it's basically, you know, if you don't want to put a quote-unquote religious slant on it, still, what we were called to do is to be a blessing to each other, supportive of each other, and be a representation of the divine nature. And what we find out given to us in America, we weren't supposed to overreach one another. We were to have our own freedoms, our own liberties. We were to be able to be on the land, so to speak, and not have someone else trying to rule our lives and take away that freedom and that liberty from us.
We talked about this yesterday. One of the most egregious examples where we can see this overreach, in many communities, and you've experienced this yourself, you or the government, quote unquote, is trying to force people to get licenses to even feed the homeless now. You know, it's like you can't make that decision, or you can't go help people to even feed other people. You have to get a license and permission. So in that moment, whether you're religious, whether you're not religious, what just happened is the America of Thomas Jefferson said that you are free to go do that. The America of today, of these corporate cities and these entities that have competing interests to you, they say, no, we will decide when you can and can't do that. That, to me, that's a big, even if I wasn't Christian, I don't care what religion I was, even I never set foot in the church and the Bible didn't matter, that matters to me.
That's right.
Yeah. We have a great show for you, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Newman from The New American, he's a writer. I've met him several times. I met him in person, too, a couple times. I think it was at the Red Pill Expo. Sharp guy. Really like him. He's going to come on here in about, 15, 20 minutes. We're going to talk about some of his new articles, what's going on. It is shocking to see the same idea that we're saying, well, what's going on in German governments with schools and what they're dictating. And then in America, we're seeing a growing paradigm where the government can now make decisions for us and now force us into those decisions. That's troubling, no matter what religion you are. So he's going to come on. And also, we may get some people from, I think some people from your congregation, pastor, they may be stopping by, some interesting story. Even if they don't, one of your congregation, we had a good long conversation at your house yesterday. I don't want to give her name if she's not here, but we'll talk about some of the things she said. Coming from a different country and some of the things she's experiencing, I think it's an important perspective because we get caught up in America. We sometimes think we're very, I'm very America-centric. I know that. And I get caught in that. When you can just look to some other countries, it really adds some light on what we're doing. We're going to do some little news before that, and then we'll have Alex on here in, like I said, about 50 or so minutes. Big story out of Italy from RT. The president is against his people. This is the president of Italy, Matteo Salvini, says that Macron, the head of France, is now against his people, and he backs the Yellow Vest protesters. You've seen, you know, them turn violent even, but you've seen the leaders of this protest have been arrested. Why can't they protest? The one that was arrested, he wasn't hurting anything, but they arrested him. What does that say about what's going on? And the president of Italy is now openly coming to support of these Yellow Vest protesters. If they're going to protest peacefully, not violently, but they're going to protest peacefully, why can't they do that? Then Macron is against his people. Very important, the country right next to it. In Britain, another thing that's going on, another really divided situation we find is with Brexit, you know, no deal Brexit, whatever. Out of the AP, Britain is testing how its motorway and ferry system would handle a no deal Brexit by sending a stream of trucks from a closed local airport to the port of Dover. It is testing what would happen if there is a no-deal Brexit. What will that be? Demented pantomime, quote-unquote, UK government stage fake traffic jam to test no-deal Brexit event. That's how the RT reports it. You know, you see two basically same stories and how they, the angle they come out of the exact same situation. And that's kind of ironic, isn't it? Well, not ironic at all. It's expected. It's just kind of funny. You see it right there in black and white. Out of Reuters, Pope Francis warns, who comes to stick up their head right as we're going on all these things, and nationalism is growing and populism is growing. Who is there to put their two cents in? Pope Francis warns of resurgent nationalism, urges help for migrants. Oh, we can't have this nationalism because it's bad for the migrants. You know, where is his voice about the abortions? I don't hear him talking about the abortions. I don't know you, Pastor. Have you heard the Pope talking about abortions? I haven't heard him lately. I don't want to get Pastor in trouble. I'll run my mouth. Pastor's already in enough hot water. Pope hasn't said much about abortions. Why does he talk about abortions? Out of Natural News, New York Times editorial argues that extinction of the human race would be good for planet Earth. Okay, how many years have we been talking, and Joyce, what have you, from decades, has been talking about these subtle plans. You know, 20 years ago, they seemed crazy that there was an organization that wanted to depopulate the Earth, and then as a global warming and all that, and man-made climate change, and mankind became expendable. Do you see where all this went? And, you know, even attach that to America, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, who you are, that you are sovereign, you have dominion. See, that's why if what we're saying is true about this, then that's why it's so important that your rights and who you are and whatever are connected to something divine, something bigger than you. And even if you don't believe in God and whatever, you have to believe in your own dominion, right? Your own freedom, don't you? Because next, out of this, like the story, recent a New York Times editorial, they're saying, well, the Earth would be much better if humans were killed, basically extinct. Well, isn't the whole Earth here for us, was created for us? And we are given dominion over it. You see where the contradiction is? You see where the thing goes? Pastor, maybe you want to, we got a minute or two before the break. Maybe you want to comment about that.
Yes, interesting. I mean, you look at all the different things that are going on, and it's, you know, whether people want to believe it or not, it's Luciferian, because there are things that come against mankind being the one who has dominion and authority in the earth. Anytime you hear voices speaking to the contrary of that, then you know it's against what we're supposed to be.
Yeah, very good. Some important stories. Trump and the border. Probably the biggest story right now in the world, or in America, certainly. Not necessarily the world, but in America. This is probably the biggest news story. We'll get to that on the other side. What is the Army's role in the wall, in the border? Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're here with the Power Hour with Pastor Nicholas Wright, thepowerhour.com. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
One of the Golden Globe Award winners, Golden Globes was awards were yesterday, and one of the winners went on and on about the wall and the migrants and how we don't need barriers between people and such and such. Okay, if you feel that way, that's great. So then the whole time he had a complete barrier of guards and armed guards between him and the rest of the public. He's so excited about being close to the public and thus being together. I thought that was another crazy thing was Christian Bale. He won an award for his role of playing Dick Cheney, and he, quote, thanked Satan, quote, unquote, for his inspiration to play Dick Cheney. I guess you can take that a couple ways. Is he saying Dick Cheney is Satan? Well, maybe he is. I don't know. But I know one thing, you probably shouldn't go hunting with Dick Cheney. You got to be careful. If you go on a duck hunt with Dick Cheney, you may get shot like his one friend did. Big story, this whole border. And you can see where this is coming down. Nationalism is hinging one way or another on the ability to control your border. The migrants, you know, that becomes a really, it's an auxiliary discussion to me. The migrants and who is coming in and out or who needs help or wants help or whatever, this becomes an auxiliary discussion to the first discussion, which is, can we control our border? The government's supposedly shut down. My life hasn't been affected. I don't know about yours, many of you. I mean, Pastor, have you the sun came up this morning, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Nice and bright here right now.
Okay, you can testify to that. Okay, we got that clear up. The sun did come up. You know, many of you have government jobs or whatever. Maybe it affects you different ways. I don't know. For me, most of America are saying it really didn't affect us at all. I wonder how long he could go doing that where America wouldn't even care at all. That'd be interesting. And then we'd eventually come to the realization, what do we need government for in the first place? And the only people who need it are the ones who get a paycheck from it. You know, I don't know. I may be getting old. Anyway, getting back to the border. Trump says he may declare a national emergency over the border tomorrow. And basically, the White House has already, this is out of Newsmax, has declared for the first time the U.S. Army will be the main contractor building the southern border wall. Okay, Trump can't get somebody to build it. He doesn't want people and companies to get harassed like they did in California. The Army will build it. We'll take them back from Syria. They can build it. We'll get the money out of the defense budget. We'll declare a national emergency. And, you know, Pastor, you know, I don't know how political you want to get, but the president has the constitutional authority to control the border. To me, if we can't control the border, then we don't have a country. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if you want to comment on this or what.
No, I agree with you. And he does have that right. And, you know, just generally speaking, I mean, this is a nation that belongs to us. There's nothing wrong with other people coming in, but they have to come in the right way.
You would think, right?
Right.
Why is this such a hot-button issue with so many people? And they're just so totally the other way.
It's amazing. I mean, the only thing that you can think of is that there's another agenda somewhere.
Yeah, that comes to your mind pretty quick, doesn't it?
When you look at, you know, what's going on over in Europe, I mean, you can't help but to think that there's got to be some other agenda.
Here's a crazy story, and I usually don't comment on these type of stories, but this is just so nuts, I got to bring it up. Out of RT, woman in vegetative state suddenly gives birth, sparking a sex abuse investigation. This woman has been in a vegetative state for 14 years in a Phoenix nursing facility, and she just gave birth to a healthy baby boy. Is that crazy, or is that crazy? Speaking of crazy, Ocasio-Cortez, is her name Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I mean, the ink isn't dry on her new office, and she's already touting this 70% tax plan. We need to tax people the higher income bracket. We need to tax them 70%. My goodness. Can she take a breath? Can she let her office ink dry? Anything? Alan Greenspan said that's a terrible idea. I wonder where the corporate media is going to fall down on this. Or they just use her to be pushed so far out there with such crazy ideas, then they meet somewhere in the middle and move us away from our foundation even more. You know about China. I don't know, Pastor, have you heard China went to the dark side of the moon supposedly with some rovers? Did you hear that?
I didn't hear.
Now, not only did they go, but they put some living things, some container of seeds and potatoes down there. I don't know what for. Are they going to grow them or what? Are they saying the moon has an atmosphere? Are they having greenhouses? I don't know. A couple of health stories. Hearing loss is linked to depression in older adults. So if you're having hearing loss, you're a little older, you know, are you depressed? What's going on in your life? You need some little jazz in your life or something to look forward to. I hope that you're happy. I hope that you're free and successful. Top three foods you'll be surprised to find out are infused with artificial colors, bright pink flesh of salmon, tuna steaks, and some companies even use cell mutating coal tar derivative dyes to pickle skin's bright green and pickles. Wow, it's weird. Be careful what you eat. Ladies and gentlemen, so good to be with you. We'll be back on the other side. Alex Newman, of course, Pastor Wright riding shotgun with us the whole time. Stay tuned.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best EDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the best EDpill.com. That's bestEDpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
The partial government shutdown is in day 17 with no realistic end in sight. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders did say that President Trump will be traveling to the border on Thursday. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise tells Fox News President Trump and the Republicans are willing to compromise.
The president has shown he's willing to sit down and talk and try to reach an agreement if Democrats really want to work with us to get the government back open again. They've also got to recognize that border security is at the heart of this.
The president will be addressing the nation Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Eastern time as well. Actor Kevin Spacey is pleading not guilty to his sexual assault charge in Nantucket, Massachusetts. The judge had some strict orders for Spacey.
The defendant's appearance has been waived of stay away and no contact with the victim and the victim.
Spacey is accused of groping a busboy back in 2016 at a Nantucket restaurant. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Ladies and gentlemen, Sherry Rogers, all her interviews of her show CDs, special $45 at the Power Mall. All the shows from the whole year, interviews with Sherry Rogers. I know a lot of people love that information. Of course, why wouldn't they? That's now at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. Hempanol. So many people are asking about CBD, hempanol, hemp products. Trump has made some headways to make hemp legal. This is very good. We have hemp and all, but you got to call because of our merchant account. You know that. And please sign up for the email blast, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com, support at powerhournation.com for any emails, 877-817-9829. Give us a call, 877-817-9829. Our next guest, Alex Newman, of course, is a writer. I've had a chance to meet him personally. Loved meeting him. Sharp fellow. TheNewAmerican.com is the website he writes extensively for. He's the founder of Liberty Sentinel Media. He's got some interesting things, as always, to talk about. Alex, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you again.
Well, let's talk about schools, and we talk about them a lot, and I'm so so many people I talk to are very concerned about government schools, public schools, whatever you want to call them. And you got some stories about Europe and America. Where do you want to start?
Yeah, well, you know, I think government schools is probably the best place to start because I concluded a few years ago that this was the issue. You know, we all have our issues. You know, we're protecting gun rights or, you know, lowering taxes or, you know, stopping globalism. Pick your issue. But what it all boils down to is we're going to lose every single one of those as long as we allow the government to educate so-called 90% of our children. And, you know, this is the reality. And so what we're doing right now at The New American is we're coming out with a special issue. It'll be going to the printer and arriving in mailboxes on February 4th. And what we're going to do is expose the schools from top to bottom. So, you know, the sexualization of children, the indoctrination, the deliberate dumbing down. You know, there's a reason why, according to the government's own numbers, half of our kids cannot read. And that's on the government's test, which are already dumbed down. And this is all deliberate. This is all by design. And what we're going to show, and I think prove, is that, you know, absent some kind of divine intervention or something that we can't foresee, if this state of affairs continues, we are going to lose our liberties, we're going to lose our country, and the elitists, the establishment, are going to get their way. And so I think this is the most crucial issue we could be talking about.
All right. Some parents are sitting at home, they're sitting on the couch, and they're hearing you. I got to take my children out of school. That is the issue in America. Out of all the problems, the biggest problem is my children in school. How would you answer that? Because some people are probably aghast right now.
Yeah. And, you know, I would say, and, you know, I recognize it's a sacrifice to take the children out. But, you know, once you see the evidence that we have compiled, I think anybody would be shocked and appalled.
What's the most compelling thing? What's the most compelling thing?
It depends, I think, on the parent. But I would say every single parent, even the most liberal, globalist parent, wants their children to receive a decent education at school. All parents want their kids to know, you know, they used to call it the three R's, right? Reading, writing, and arithmetic. And the fact is, if you look at what's happening in the schools today, they are not learning reading, writing, and arithmetic. In fact, their brains are being scrambled to the point where they're becoming incapable of learning reading, writing, and arithmetic. And I realize, you know, to somebody who has not looked at the evidence, to somebody who hasn't looked at the government's own data, that probably sounds wild. But if you look at the government's own testing data, they've been testing the kids for a long time, and the adults. What you find is that most Americans are either functionally illiterate or so close to it that we might as well lump them together. In some places, it's even worse. Like in Washington, D.C., this is according to a state education agency report. 68% of adults in Washington, D.C. are functionally illiterate. So that's one of the worst examples. But I would tell any parent, you know, is it acceptable that your child is not going to learn how to read properly? That is going to deny them the ability to educate themselves. They won't be able to go out to go to the library and learn things on their own, even if they want to. And so if that doesn't shock you, and, you know, we explain the whole mechanics of this, the method that they use under Common Core was actually exposed as quackery back in the 1840s when they first tried it. So we've known this is quackery since it was first developed and tried. And yet under Common Core, it's a mandate in every government school in the country. They have the kids memorizing sight words. It's a tragedy. And that's just scratching the surface. I mean, I could keep going. But, you know, the long and the short of it.
Let's stop right there. Okay, two quick questions. And I've heard different reports. Maybe you have obviously you probably have an opinion. You know, America used to be number one in science. It used to be number one in math or English or, you know, our language or whatever. Where do we rank now? I know it's not anywhere close to that.
No, and, you know, the most commonly used test to determine where Americans rank compared to other nations is called the PISA exam. It's an international exam that's given to students in all sorts of different countries. And even among the industrialized countries, if you take like the 36 industrialized countries, America is now consistently in the bottom tier of this group. And granted, this test is geared toward, you know, figuring out how globalist the children are. It really tries to evaluate attitudes. But even on the academic components, you have Americans coming in. I forget the latest data, but I think we were like 24th in math out of 36. And, you know, the numbers are dropping. It's getting worse. And, you know, what I think is fascinating is you can make a solid case using the data that the children are being deliberately dumbed down, even without looking at other countries. If you take the SAT data, for example, what you'll find, they have to recenter it every 10 years to conceal this, but what you'll find is that the smart kids of today are dumber than the dumb kids of the 1960s. And, you know, maybe dumb is not the correct word here, but we are getting
the lower level.
Very,
yeah,
very
the
quickly.
Lower level.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, what you're telling me, I think that most people who study the topic, you know, I think would probably agree with that. To me, this goes back. The government then becomes a social training ground. In the late 50s, they told us, well, now you can't pray. You know, they're dictating things to us. Now they're telling us, well, now your children can learn about the 60 genders that are out there, and they can be whatever gender they want. I mean, we keep being told socially. We're not even talking about reading and writing anymore. We're talking about morally, ethically, religiously, core. Maybe address that quickly.
It's exactly right. I mean, you literally have now in government schools across the country, they are bringing in drag queens, men dressed in women's clothing. Sometimes one at the Michelle Obama Library came in a demon costume to read homosexual-themed stories to kindergarten children. You have them literally teaching the kids that they can be any gender that they want. You know, just because you were born with those private parts doesn't mean you're actually a boy. You know, you could choose to be a girl or a pansexual or a agender, or, you know, it's just unbelievable, the stuff.
All right, let me pause you right there, because we often say this to our audience, and we often think this ourselves in my own home. At what point, what will they have to do before you realize this is not a place for me? You know, how far are they going to have to go? Is there any
line?
Where is the line?
You know, I would say the line was crossed ages ago, and I hope parents, I hope they'll get a copy of this special issue and read this, because I think once parents are informed about this, I don't think there's any way that they can continue in good conscience to send their children to a public school anymore. And, you know, I think it was based on a fundamental misunderstanding of the role of government. I think we just need to go back. You know, America used to be the best educated society in the world. If you look at the data, America was the most literate society in the history of the planet. And we didn't have a government school system. We weren't squandering $1 trillion a year to brainwash kids. And yet kids were learning to read, and they could do history. They knew their science, and they knew economics. They knew about climate, for crying out loud. And now they can't do anything. They can't even know which bathroom they're supposed to go into. You know, this is how far we've devolved. And you know, why did we let the government educate our kids to begin with? Who thought this was going to be a good idea? Actually, we answer that question in the special issue, if you're curious. So.
I'm excited. Yes. Please make sure you send that we get a copy of that here, or however we need to do that. Yes, please do. A story out of Yale. You know, you talk about schools. Yale's not a public school, but I'm sure this is the beginning. Yale to get vending machine for abortion drugs.
Yeah. And, you know, this is another example of how far the country has fallen. You know, Yale was originally started as a Christian institution to glorify God. And now they are literally dispensing abortion drugs on their campus. They have a Good Life Center. And at this Good Life Center, women, girls will be able to get the Plan B contraception thing, they call it, which, you know, in many cases is an abortifacient. It causes, you know, a fertilized egg to flush out of the woman's system. They won't even have to talk to a pharmacist, much less a doctor. And get this, they won't even have to pay for it. So, you know, this is a trend now that we're seeing at other universities as well. Stanford has jumped on this bandwagon. And, you know, one of my colleagues, Dr. Duke Pesta, who he's a professor at the University of Wisconsin, and he runs the Freedom Project Academy, which is a online Christian school, fully accredited, that I also work with. And, you know, he's taking this university subject. If you think the kindergartens and the elementary schools are messed up, you ought to see what's going on at the universities. I mean, and project the lines out. You know, where is this all going to lead? And I think what people will realize is that we are going to lose our freedoms unless we address this head on.
Okay, you say we're going to lose our freedoms. Let's talk, you know, and people there may say, well, how is a vending machine going to make me lose my freedoms? What do you mean?
Well, you know, the vending machine, I think, is more a symptom of the problem than the problem. You know, we've gotten to a point now where morality is flushed down the tube.
That's my fault,
and,
Alex.
You know, we're in danger. No problem, Dan.
I'm in a different place. I'm in a remote location. I don't have my lock here. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to continue this one more segment with Alex Newman. Very important information. It's only everything. Your children's mind. What else is more important? I don't know. Stay tuned.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's such a sensitive subject, this idea of schools, public schools, whatever. I think parents think, maybe they think, well, what are you saying? I'm doing something wrong with my child? I don't know. All I know is what I see. I know what the experts I talk to. I mean, Alex is he's certainly not alone. All of them, virtually all of them, are very, very strongly, whether they say that on air or with me during the breaks or whatever, are very, very adamant about this point. We cannot have freedom at the direction that these schools are teaching us. If our children are being raised, I mean, we've seen this throughout history, Hitler, Stalin, Mao, what have you. In Hawaii, I met a Chinese man that had defected from China. He can remember being a young boy writing from the Little Red Book in China. They're brainwashing. Your children will be brainwashed by somebody. I mean, to use that term, whatever. They will be influenced by somebody. Will they be influenced by your values or the public school's values? And if you haven't realized, the public school, government school's values are probably not your values anymore in this country. Alex, maybe address quickly, what is the cost? What is what goes into making a decision of getting out? And what are the benefits? Hey, once you get your children out, what does it look like for them?
Yeah, well, you know, that's one of the things we really want to get across to people, because, you know, you can show everybody what's happening there, and it's terrifying. I mean, it really is when you see what they're doing to these poor children. But then there's really good news, too. And the good news is that in every one of the 50 states, you have an established legal right to opt out of this monstrous system. And, you know, at first it sounds like this huge deal. Oh, my goodness, what would I do? You know, we might have to sacrifice a vacation or drive an older car. And, you know, maybe one of us has to stay home. Yeah, that's all true. But when you realize the benefits, I think you realize that the price is so, so tiny by comparison. And so, you know, the cost, the average homeschooler spends something like $600 to $1,000 a year on materials, you know, books and school materials, pencils, things like that. The government schools spend about $20,000 a year, sometimes $15,000, depending on what jurisdiction you live in, to miseducate the kids.
Oh, my gosh.
If you look at the data, Daniel, and there's actually a really great organization that is tracking this now. It's called the National Home Education Research Institute, and they've been tracking this data. They've been tracking the studies that have been done. A homeschooled child, as just one example, will be something like 30 to 40 percentile points higher than a victim of government schools on the government's own standardized test. So that should tell you something. They'll have better job prospects. The universities now have realized this, so they have, you know, committees out there looking for homeschoolers to recruit. They're more entrepreneurial. They have better social skills. And, you know, for people who aren't ready to take the plunge into homeschooling, there's still a lot of good options out there. I actually work with a school called Freedom Project Academy that I mentioned earlier. You know, for less than $2,000 a year, I think, your children can get a very good classical Christian education. There's a lot of really good Christian schools out there. There's a lot of good Catholic schools out there. Some have started using the Common Core standards, unfortunately, and, you know, I would advise to stay away from those because Common Core is a big part of the problem. But, you know, there's co-ops out there for parents who don't think they can do it alone.
Go ahead. Let me interject here. We, you know, my children are still pretty young, so they're not, you know, high school or nothing like that. But we found Abeka. It was recommended to us. And Abeka is world renowned, really known for their math skills on people. And my daughter is 5 days older than her cousin. And so they're going through the same type of thing school wise. She is so much further above him and what she's learned. And it's simple. My wife puts on a DVD, and basically the teacher, you press play, and you're just there kind of with the material. I mean, it is all done for you. And like you said, it's about, I don't know, $600 a year. And it's like all done. Yeah. Everything's there. And it's, I mean, I could even do it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's how easy this is. I could do it. Where there's a will, there's a way, to me. I mean, this is, we only got a couple more minutes. I'm so glad that you're on. You came on short notice. Hopefully you can come on longer next time. We have to bring up this before we leave. You were in Europe. You're in Europe now, actually. You were there for a UN conference. It's in Poland. And something maybe people would think pretty disturbing happened for the United States interests. Explain that.
Yeah, well, you know, thank you for the opportunity. I've been over here for about 8 months now exploring and gathering information, doing interviews, and I'll have more on that when I get back. But I just came from the UN COP24 conference in Katowice, Poland. And, you know, I think a lot of Americans, conservatives, libertarians, Christians, are thinking that we're out of the woods on this. You know, Trump announced we're leaving the Paris Agreement, and he's been calling the man-made global warming hypothesis a hoax. And so a lot of people have kind of gone back to sleep on this issue. Unfortunately, the U.S. delegation to the Poland Climate Summit, the U.N. Climate Summit there, has signed on to this latest agreement. They're calling it the Paris Agreement Work Program, or the Katowice Climate Text or Climate Package. They've got all these different terms for it. But the U.S. government did sign on to this. And I'm not exactly sure what it means yet, but people need to realize that we are not out of the woods yet on the global warming issue. We're still not out of the Paris Agreement. Our delegation, the U.S. delegation, participated apparently very constructively, is what I was told, during the U.N. negotiations. And I think they're hoping they're just going to wait out Trump and get us shackled back to this monstrosity as soon as he's no longer in the White House. So.
What do you make, just quickly, about this whole border wall? We were hearing reports Trump may declare a national emergency tomorrow, use the army to build the wall. What's your feeling there?
Well, I think to some extent it's become a political issue because his base was really energized about that. You know, everybody remembers very well that he promised we're going to build a wall, and now he's kind of dug in his heels, and so I think he's going to have to do it. But I think he's addressing a very real issue. You know, I think the globalist establishment is trying to break down Western Christian civilization and break down the nation state. And one of their key tools for accomplishing this is to promote the mass migration of people from alien cultures with alien religions and foreign languages to kind of break down national identity. And you don't quite see it yet as much in the United States, but I can tell you from being in parts of Europe, you literally have multiple major European cities where the natives are now in the minority. You have London, ruled by an Islamic mayor, where British people are a minority in their own capital city. You have Frankfurt, one of the big cities of Germany, where Germans are now in the minority.
Why should that disturb? Why should that disturb me? Some people are sitting back home thinking, "Oh, so what does that mean? They're just people." I went to London, and I was shocked, to be honest with you, about what I saw. It really bothered me.
Yep.
Why should people be concerned that the Britons are a minority in London right now?
Well, I think the real lesson is this is what they want to do to the United States as well. And, first of all, we need to understand that they engineered this, right? All these countries that these people are fleeing from were blown up by the globalists. Look at Libya. Look what Obama did there, partnering with Al-Qaeda's allies to overthrow Gaddafi. Look at Syria. Look what the globalists did there. Look at the Ivory Coast. Look at Afghanistan. Look at Iraq. These are not humanitarians, right? You don't blow up other people's countries and then invite them into another country at taxpayer expense. But the real reason why they're doing this, again, is to break down national identity and the nation state on the road to what these people themselves. You know, you can listen to George H.W. Bush or Bill Clinton or George Soros or Henry Kissinger. Just go on YouTube and type it in. You'll hear them talking about it, what they call a new world order. And by definition, they want to move us beyond the nation state to where governance comes from regional entities like the European Union, like the African Union, and, of course, global entities like the UN and the IMF. And that means the end of freedom as we have known it in America.
Quickly, we only have about 10 seconds. The Declaration of Independence, to me, is the most important document that we've seen in really millennium. How at risk is it with these plans?
It will go out the window. The United Nations does not recognize God-given rights. They recognize UN-given privileges. So we got to protect that, and we got to protect our country.
God bless you, Alex. TheNewAmerican.com, TheNewAmerican.com. Please take advantage of this special school report coming out. We'll be back on the other
side. Imagine a cold winter blowing outside, yet you are warm and cozy inside with economic, safe, comfortable heating thanks to your Sunair ductless furnace. The Sunair ductless furnace provides your home with comfortable, radiant electric heat that stays near the floor where you are, not on the ceiling where you aren't. It's simple to operate and the most energy-efficient furnace in the world, heating up to 500 square feet for about $1 a day. Sunair heaters and purifiers are made in America and built to last. To order, call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve.
savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.